I went toward the mountains instead. Spying on Soulcatcher would do, up close. Without disturbing the crows, I discovered. They remained asleep. So did their mistress. Her company had left. I wasn't going to find out a damned thing. I could go over to Overlook and see what everybody was doing. I saw the faintest hint of light in the east. Dawn was on its way, and I began to feel a compulsion to head for the safety of my flesh. That drive grew stronger as the light did the same. I headed for my body, wondering if I was a dreaming vampire now. Mother Gota was awake already. Though Soulcatcher hadn't been able, Ki Gota seemed to sense me somehow. She turned when I weaseled inside, looked almost directly at me, frowned when she saw nothing, then shuddered, the way you do when a chill runs down your spine. She went back to her cooking. I noted that she was preparing more food than she, Taidei, and I could possibly eat all day. I supposed she planned to take some out to Uncle Doge. Chapter 55. You look like shit, one I told me over breakfast. Thanks for the boost. What's up? Bad dreams last night. He didn't know what I'd been going through. I chose not to share everything now, but I did practice my Forsberger long enough to tell him, it looks like our friend, the crow woman, is up to something with her old pal Howler, our favorite deceiver, and the kid. Both Taidei and Mother Gota glanced at me sharply. I had used the Taglian for deceiver, Tuga. It was the same in Yuengbao. And old Long Shadow thinks he's got nothing to worry about. Yeah, the old man always says even paranoids sometimes got somebody trying to stab them in the back. Usually when I let him know I thought he was overdoing the paranoia himself. That kind of thing is nice to know, but how can we use it? Not my problem. I just work here. The captain gets to make the decisions. That's why he's the captain. Just for the fun of it, I slipped in the Taglian for captain, Jamadar. Taidei and Mother Gota looked me over again. In the context of the deceivers, Jamadar means more than just captain. It indicates a leader of a band, which is like a small nation of deceivers. The only deceiver Jamadar, now known to be alive, was Narayan Singh, who'd become Jamadar of Jamadars before the destruction of his cult. They would think we were talking about the living legend, the saint who still walked the earth on his goddess's behalf. I tucked the last of my breakfast away, thanked Mother Gota, got up and left the dugout. Taidei followed me. I told him, I'm just going to see the captain. If you want to, you can stay and work on the house. We called our hole in the ground the house now. Taidei shook his head. He'd gotten lax about bodyguarding me lately. I didn't feel neglected. Time has a way of blunting the sharpest edge of determination. I waited a moment for One-Eye to join us, but he didn't come out. More and more, the little shit seemed perfectly willing to invite himself to my family meals rather than go to any trouble on his own. I should be surprised after all these years. Kroger looked about as happy as I felt. His night had been no bed of roses either. He grumbled, "What is it this time?" Did a little dreaming last night. Went to hell and came back, and then went out roaming without using smoke at all. I gave him the unhappy details. Could you do that again? I've been falling through rabbit holes in space and cracks in time for over a year. Maybe I'm getting the hang of it. We wouldn't need smoke.